بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These classes are sadaqa jariya for the spirit of my husband Muhammad, and I will do the dua for him at the beginning of the class. O Allah, forgive Muhammad and have mercy on him, pardon him and give him peace, and be generous with him. O Allah, make his grave part of the paradise. O Allah, give him an abode better than his home and a family better than his family. O Allah, Muhammad is under your care and protection, so protect him from the trials of the grave and torment of the hellfire, and forgive him and have mercy on him. O Allah, make Muhammad among the dwellers of the paradise and make the paradise his final destination.
Today, inshallah, we will continue with the series of the 99 names of Allah, and the name of Allah which we will learn today is Al-Wakil. Let us say it together. Al-Wakil. Al-Wakil. Al-Wakil is the trustee, the disposer of the affairs. Today, inshallah, we will learn about trust in Allah, because Allah is the trustee and Allah is the disposer of all the affairs. The meaning of the name Al-Wakil is the one who is the supreme trustee, guardian and administrator of all things, the one and only one who can be entrusted with management and resolutions of all the affairs, the one who can be entrusted to provide the perfect resolution for all matters. And the root is wakala. Wakala is to entrust for the care, to rely upon, to submit to. Inshallah, today we will learn about trust in Allah as a command to every believer, importance of having trust in Allah. We will learn 7 steps to have trust in Allah, and we will learn that all the prophets, they already put their trust in Allah. We will learn all of this, inshallah, from the verses of the Quran. But at the beginning, sisters, let us learn in more depth what is the meaning of having Allah as your trustee, or having Allah as your wakil, or guardian, or disposer of the affairs. What is the meaning of this? When you ask a believer, who is your trustee? He must say, Allah is my wakil. Allah is al-wakil. Allah is the trustee. This means that I have full trust in the power and will of Allah. I have full trust in Allah's wisdom and justice. I address Allah. I address my appeal only to Allah. I turn to no one but Allah. I ask help only from Allah. I look for protection only from Allah, and I put my hope only in Allah. What is the meaning of this, sisters? The meaning of this, sisters, is that in our worldly life we are always feeling that we are weak, we are in need, we are lonely, life is not easy. We need support in our life. We need someone to put our trust in him, so that we always feel that he is there. Okay, the only one whom we are supposed, and every human being must put trust in, or have him as the trustee and the guardian and the disposer of all the affairs, is only Allah. Okay, I cannot say, and I am not supposed to say, I have full trust in Allah and in my husband and in my parents and in my kids and in myself. We are not supposed to say this, sisters. Okay, and actually this belief is the key of the real insurance or reassurance or tranquility in our worldly life. Don't put your trust in any human being, because we are human beings, we are weak, we have our sins, we are sinners, and we don't have a power or a will. When you decide to put your trust in someone, you must believe that that one has power, has will, he can do, he can control, he can own, he can give. And the only one in this life who has all these characters is Allah our Lord. So again, sisters, we must realize the importance of this name of Allah al-Wakil for us, the human beings, the weak human being in this worldly life. Every one of us is in need of having trust in Allah, because life is full of problems, because life is full of trials and hardships, because human beings are very selfish nowadays, because everyone is taking care of him or herself mostly, because no one is caring for the other one. Accordingly, if I don't have Allah as my wakil or as my guardian or as my trustee, actually I will be either feeling depression or loneliness or helplessness, or I will take medications or drugs in reality, in this worldly life. Accordingly, this is the importance of having the trust in Allah. Today, inshallah, we will learn how to have trust in Allah from the verses of the Quran and from the reality of the worldly life, so that we get the benefit of being believing in the oneness of Allah. As Muslims, we are believers in the oneness of Allah. And one of the benefits of being believers in the oneness of Allah is to have all my trust only in Allah. Inshallah, we will learn this in this class. Let us at the beginning learn some verses of the Quran which will clarify to us why Allah must be the source of all the trust for all the human beings. Only Allah is the source of all the trust. Only Allah is the trustee. We will recite now. We will start from Surah number 39, verse number 62. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل له مقاليد السماوات والأرض والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون. We will recite verse 62 and 63 from Surah number 62.
Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the wakil over all things. To Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. And those who disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, such are they who will be the losers.
So actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty is clarifying in this verse of the Quran that He is the creator of all the things, and to Him belong the keys of the heavens and earth. So long the keys of the heavens and earth belong to Allah, so I will put my trust only in Allah, because He is the one who have all the keys. Whatever I am looking for, whatever I hope for, whatever I am looking for protection, it is all the keys of the heavens and earth belonging only to Allah. So I must put my trust only in Allah, the one who created everything and all the things. We will recite also from Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 102, so that it will be very clear for our spirits the reasons why all my trust I put it only in Allah. Surah number 6, verse number 102. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite also, sister, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 101 and 102. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بديع السماوات والأرض أنى يكون له ولد ولم تكن له صاحبة وخلق كل شيء وهو بكل شيء عليم ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكيل.
He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. How can He have children when He has no wife? He created all things, and He is the all-knower of everything. Such is Allah your Lord. La ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the creator of all things. So worship Him, and He is the wakil over all things.
Okay, sisters. We will recite also from Surah number 11, Surah Hud, verse number 123, to know about more and more about Allah, the disposer of all the affairs. Bismillah Surah number 11, verse number 123. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون.
And to Allah belongs the ghaib, unseen, of the heavens and the earth, and to Him return all affairs. So worship Him and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you do.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty and Allah Al-Wakil, the trustee, is clarifying that to Him the unseen of the heavens and the earth belongs. Also, He is the one to Him return all the affairs for decisions. So whatever decision in my life I am looking for to happen so that my life will be better, so that my problem will end, so that my relation with my husband will be better, so that my kids will be more healthy, so that my income will increase. All these decisions are only up to Allah. So logically, I am supposed to put my trust in Allah or in the human beings. If all the decisions are only up to Him and the unseen is only up to Him, so if I am a logic person, if I can think the right way, I will put my trust in the one whom to whom all the decisions return, Allah the Wakil, the trustee. Also, Allah is clarifying that so long He is the one to whom all these matters return, so we must worship Him only, have Him, la ilaha illallah, and also we must put our trust in Him, and Allah knows everything. So from these verses of the Quran, sisters, let us always remember Allah. Let us always remember the Lord of the heavens and earth, the Creator, the Owner, the All-Knower of the seen and the unseen, the Planner, the All-Controller of all the affairs. When you try to think it over regarding these names of Allah, you will feel that all my matters are only up to Him. So I will put my trust only in Allah. This is very important for every spirit, because everyone is in need of someone to put his trust in. We will put our trust only in our Lord Allah, Al-Wakil, the trustee. Let us recite now from Surah number 65, verse number 3. Because this is will clarify to us the importance of having Allah as our trustee and our wakil. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then He will suffice him. Verily Allah will accomplish His purpose. Indeed Allah has set a measure for all things.
So, you know, sister, this is one of the rules of the Quran. Okay? Actually, this is the second rule in this chapter of the Quran. The first rule is that whosoever, in verse number 2, in the last three lines of verse number 2, Allah said, and whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to Him, He will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty. So this is one of the rules of the Quran which every believer must know. The only one who can make for you an outlet or from every difficulty is Allah. Why? Because all the matters are up to Him. Because He is the owner of the keys of the heavens and earth. Because all the decisions in this worldly life and the affairs are controlled only by Him. Accordingly, when Allah will decide to make for you an outlet from any and every difficulty, He is the only one who can make for you this outlet. And also Allah can provide you from sources which you never could imagine. And this is the word, Allah will provide this provision, sister, is not only money. Allah can provide you with the health. Allah can provide you with a husband. Allah can provide you with kids. Allah can provide you with the tranquility, with reassurance, mental peace. Okay? Allah can provide you from sources which we never imagine. Why we never imagine? Because our knowledge is limited. But Allah knows everything. I can't imagine that my aunt, whom she is living in Egypt, and I didn't see her for the last 20 years, I can't imagine that 3 months ago she died suddenly, and she doesn't have anyone to inherit her, and I got, for example, $100,000 from her. I can't imagine that this can happen, because I forget completely about my aunt. Okay, I didn't see her for a long time, 20 years. So I forget her completely. And one day, I have a message that your aunt died and you will inherit her. So this is the meaning that Allah will provide you from sources which you can't imagine. Also, if I am looking for a job, for a work, and I tried my best, then I decided that, there is no hope. I will never find a job at all. And one day I have a phone call from my neighbor, whom she knows about my problem for a long time. So I never imagined that if there will be an outlet, it will come from my neighbor, because my neighbor is aware from my problem long time ago. Why today my neighbor is calling me and telling me, Mona, congratulations, you will work with us in our company. Because, for example, the engineer who was working with us, he died suddenly. He had a car accident. Please come and work with us. In spite of the fact, I never imagined that I will work one day in the company of my neighbors. This is the worldly life which is run only by Allah, sisters. And this is the mercy of believing in Allah. Because if you always live this life according to your calculations, life will be very difficult. Very difficult, because we are having limited knowledge and limited ability for imagination. But Allah, the Almighty, the owner of the keys of the heavens and earth, He has the power to provide us from sources which we never imagined. Allah owns everything. Allah can make everything. Allah can change everything at any time. So this will give me unlimited feeling that my life may change. When I tell you, Liz, don't worry, inshallah there will be a hope. You tell me, Sister Mona, I tried everything. Why you are saying there is a hope? I tried everything, and I am sure, that the door is closed. I tell you, no, never. You tell me how you are so confident with your belief. I tell you, because I believe in Allah. Because it happened to me many times in my life that I was under the impression that I lost all the ways. It is totally closed. It is totally blocked. Then, as Allah is mentioning in this verse of the Quran, Allah will provide you from sources which you never imagined. And actually, sister, this is why all praise to Allah. Every day I am more thankful to Allah that I am believer in His oneness. From my life, not only from my belief, from the depth of my heart, no. Logically and practically, from living this worldly life, every day you will be sure that, oh Allah, I put all my trust in You. Number one, this will give me the hope that there is a possibility, there is a door, there is a chance, there is light. It may show up at any time. So long you are there, O Allah, the hope is there, the light is there, the door will open, anything can happen. I have a lot of hope. When you have the hope, sister, you will be motivated to work. You will be motivated to help. You will be motivated to have a role in the worldly life. Why? Because of the hope. And this is the importance of the hope. And when someone will come and tell me, your hope is real, I tell her, no, sister. No. The only reality in my life is my hope. She will tell me why. I tell her, because my hope is Allah. And Allah is the ever-living. Allah is the only power. Allah is the controller of everything. Allah is the owner of the keys of the heavens and earth. My hope is real, and my belief in Allah is real, and I am sure, inshallah, that everything will be in the best shape, and I am patient with Allah. Okay, this is what we will learn, inshallah. So this is why you must have all your full trust in Allah all the time, sister. Day and night, during trials, during hardship, during good time, keep your trust in Allah in the best shape, and be sure that you need this feeling to have a stable personality in this worldly life, basically. Because if you realize that, unfortunately, in our worldly life, you cannot depend on any human being, even your parents, even your kids, even any, the best human being, you cannot depend on him. Still a human being, still he has the shaitan in himself, still he can change in 1 second. You cannot predict any human being in this worldly life. But Allah, the Almighty, the Most Merciful, Al-Wakil, the Trustee, never change. Allah never change. And the human beings can change. Now, inshallah, sisters, we will learn about having trust in Allah as a command of Allah. Today, inshallah, we will learn 4 Quranic rules regarding trust in Allah. Number 1, we will learn that trust in Allah is a command of Allah. Number 2, we will learn that Allah loves those whom they have trust in Him. Number 3, we will learn about the importance of patience regarding trust in Allah. And number 4, we will learn 7 steps to have trust in Allah all the time, inshallah. Let us now recite some of the verses of the Quran which are related to having trust in Allah as a command of Allah. As believers in the oneness of Allah, you are commanded by the Most Merciful, Al-Wakil, the Trustee, to have trust in Him. We will recite now from Surah number 27, verse number 17. الله الرحمن الرحيم فتوكل على الله إنك على الحق المبين.
So put your trust in Allah. Surely you are on manifest truth.
We will recite from Surah number 26, verse number 217. We will recite some verses of the Quran regarding the command of having trust in Allah. Surah number 26, verse number 217. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم.
And put your trust in the Almighty, the Most Merciful.
Okay. We will recite now from Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 160. Surah number 3, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة 3 verse 160. إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
If Allah helps you, none can overcome you, and if He forsakes you, who is there after Him that can help you? And in Allah alone let believers put their trust.
So you see, sister, this is Allah the Almighty, Al-Wakil, the Trustee, is clarifying to us why we must put our trust in Him. Because if Allah helps us, none can overcome us. And if Allah forsakes us, none can help us. Accordingly, the only one who is the source of all the help is Allah, and we must put our trust in Him. We will recite now from Surah number 64. Verse number 30. Surah number 64. Verse number 13. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
الله لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He, and in Allah alone, therefore, let the believers put their trust.
So, This is, sisters, again the proof why we must put our trust in Allah, because Allah is the only Lord, Allah is the only God, and we must put our trust in our Lord. We will recite now from Surah number 33, verse number 3. And actually, sisters, I want you always to remember the Quranic rule, which you will learn it from this verse of the Quran. Inshallah, it will always give you psychological support and reassurance. Surah number 33, verse number 3. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا.
And put your trust in Allah, and sufficient is Allah as a wakil.
You see, sister, this is actually a verse of the Quran, which I always remind myself with it when I am facing any hardship or trial. Okay? Allah is commanding us, put your trust in Allah, and sufficient is Allah as a disposer of the affairs. So when you are in a trial, when you are in hardship, don't look for the human beings to help you to get out, to help you to get out of this hardship, or to support you, or to give you, or to take care of you. Deviate or your need, or deviate or your prayers to only to Allah. Because Allah likes these feelings of the belief in His oneness. Call on Allah, saying to Him, "Oh Allah, I don't have anyone, but I have You. And You are everything. You are everything. I believe that You are everything, and all the people on the life are nothing. I believe in this reality. I put all my trust in You. I have all the hope. I am sure, oh Allah, that You will take care of me because of my strong and deep belief in Your oneness." When you call on Allah with this language, sisters, you will feel a lot of relief, and you will feel very close to Allah. You will feel that Allah is with you. Allah is very close to you, and He is listening to this language. Only You, Allah. And actually, sisters, I learned this. When I call on Allah, I say to Allah, "Oh Allah, I call on You because there is none but You. And because there is none but You, none has power, none has will, none can decide. Because of this, Allah, I will call only on You. I need only You. I am sure that You will take care of me. You know how my problem is big, and how You can solve everything. I am looking forward for Your help. I am sure You will take care of me. I am sure You will make for me an outlet, oh Allah, oh Allah." You keep on trying this way to prove to Allah that there is none but Him, and you are sure that He can do everything. And you are sure that He is the most merciful. And He promised those whom they put trust in Him that He will take care of them and make for them an outlet. "I am sure, oh Allah, You are the only one who fulfill Your promises. And I am looking for Your promise to be fulfilled for me." This language for your spirit will give you, sisters, a lot of support. I am not alone. The problem is not so big. The one who created the problem will be the one to take care of it. Now, inshallah. So, number one, you will be the one to have the feeling which will save your spirit from the depression during the problems. Because this is the most important during any trial or hardship, is to save yourself, to save your spirit from the feeling of severe sadness, despair, or depression. Because actually, when these feelings start, you know, to have a space in your spirit, it will be not easy to get rid of it. Unfortunately, it increases, it takes more space more quickly. If you don't try strongly to stop these feelings, no, I will not have this sadness, I will not be sad, I will not be upset, I will not lose hope, I will keep my hope up, Allah is with me, I have full trust, everything will be better. This is defensive mechanism. All these, sisters, are defensive mechanisms which every human being is in need of them, because of the nature of the worldly life, which is trials and hardships. Unfortunately, most of the people, they prefer to have two anti-depression medications or tablets to solve the issue. Okay? But the antidepressant will not give you this strong feeling of hope. The antidepressant will just calm you down, but you will be still depressed inside. Maybe outside I will be laughing and joking, but from the depths, the feeling is still there. But the medicine which we are learning today is to have the trust in Allah. Alhamdulillah. So we hope that inshallah, Allah the Almighty will always make us to remember this verse of the Quran. Here's actually, this is benefits of becoming Muslims. To tell you the truth, this is one of the benefits. To have Allah, the Almighty, as your trustee. Even if the problems take time to be solved, you know, if the even if the solution will not come very close, you know, but still, you know, I can continue with the trust in Allah. I can push day by day having the trust in Allah. Without the trust in Allah, I think life will be very difficult. Unfortunately.
Yes.
You agree?
Yes. Dr. Mona, what happens? Is it that your man is weak when you feel the opposite?
Yes.
But how do you make it stronger? No, because you face with one problem and then suddenly another, and we're human, you know.
Yes.
But sometimes, you know, you feel
lost.
Inshallah. Yes, like you say, okay, inshallah, things will get better. I don't know how, but inshallah. But you don't have this, as you say, sometimes yes, but sometimes it's like a man goes like up and down, up and down. Is this normal?
Yes. For everybody, yes, it is normal, you know. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, the belief goes up and down. You know, this is known, yes.
Because sometimes, you know, I feel sometimes everything will be okay. And I wake up with like, wow, it's going to be somehow. And alhamdulillah, I have this, I have that. And some days, even nothing changed from yesterday or... But it's like the hole looks so big, and you feel like I don't know, and I don't not only not know, I don't want.
This
you
is
lose.
The
there's an issue.
Interest in life.
Yes, you lose interest. You say,
what is the meaning of life?
But you,
it will
get better, inshallah.
You must keep the hope.
Yeah, you have to keep hope.
Yes. I tell you, Melissa, sometimes, you know, in our life, the trials are different. There are some trials which are very severe. There are some trials which are, you know, we can handle it, you know, day by day. But the problem is that, you know, sometimes the trials are very difficult, you know. And this is the importance of having relation with Allah all the time. You know, the problem of us is that we always remember Allah during the trials. And then when everything is all right, we forget about Allah. Then the trials will come back at the time when our belief or faith is weak. You know, so at that time the trials will come again, but my faith is weak, so what can I do? I will try gradually. You are again starting to have good relation with Allah. It takes time. And it takes time while you are already under pressure and tension of the trial. So sometimes it is more difficult.
Sometimes you feel like you're under the water and you're just struggling to come up for air, you know.
It is the issue. You know, today, inshallah, I will give you 7 steps.
Yes,
inshallah.
I
will give you the 7 steps. Yes.
No, because...
Yes. And to keep it in your heart, inshallah, to help you, inshallah.
I know you know, sometimes...
Rahim, the second regarding the having trust in Allah is that Allah loves those whom they have trust in Him. We will recite from Surah number 3.
Give me a chance to write it, please.
Yes. Allah loves those... who have trust in Him. We will recite from Surah number 3, verse number 159. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله. سورة نمبر 3 verse number 159. فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
And by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. So pass over their faults and ask Allah's forgiveness for them, and consult them in the affairs. Then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. Certainly Allah loves those who put their trust in Him.
So Allah the Almighty is teaching us how to live our life regarding decisions. Allah is clarifying that when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah, because Allah loves those whom they put their trust in Him. Now we will learn about some of the prophets whom they faced actually very tough trials, and in spite of that, out of their trust in Allah, Allah saved them. We will recite now from Surah number 10 regarding Prophet Noah. Surah number 10, verse number 71. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ نوح إذ قال لقومه يا قوم إن كان كبر عليكم مقامي وتذكيري بآيات الله فعلى الله توكل فأجمعوا أمركم وشركاءكم ثم لا يكن أمركم عليكم غمة ثم اقضوا إلي ولا تنظرون.
And recite to them the news of Noah, when he said to his people, O my people, if I stay with you and by reminding you of the ayat and revelations of Allah is hard for you, then I put my trust in Allah. So devise your plot, you and your partners, and let not your plot be in doubt for you. Then pass your sentence on me and give me no respite.
Now, from number 11, verse number 56, to learn about prophethood, how he has full trust in Allah and full reliance on Allah. Surah number 11, verse number 56. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إني توكلت على الله ربي وربكم ما من دابة إلا هو آخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I put my trust in Allah, my Lord, in your Lord. There's not a moving living creature, but He has the grasp of its forelock. Verily, my Lord is on the straight path, the truth.
You see, sisters, every prophet in the Holy Quran, he said in the Holy Quran, I put my trust in Allah. Okay? And he is clarifying why he is putting his trust in Allah, Prophet Hud, in this verse of the Quran. Actually, the chapter is chapter Hud, and this is Prophet Hud. He is clarifying that he is putting his trust in Allah because there is not a moving, living creature, but Allah has the grasp of its forelock. All the decisions are up to Allah. All the provision is up to Allah. All the trials are up to Allah. All the outlets are up to Allah. Okay, so I will put my trust in Allah. Okay, now I want you to keep these verses of the Quran regarding I put my trust in Allah, okay, which was mentioned by every prophet. We will recite now from the same surah, surah number 11, verse number 88, to know about Prophet Shu'aib, whom he mentioned the same rule, to put the trust in Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 11, verse number 88. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّي وَرَزَقَنِي مِنْهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ إِنْ أُرِيدُ إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He said, "Oh my people, tell me if I have a clear evidence from my Lord, and he has given me a good sustenance from himself. Shall I corrupt it by mixing it with the unlawfully earned money? I wish not, in contradiction to you, to do that which I forbid you. I only desire reform to the best of my power, and my guidance cannot come except from Allah. In him I trust, and unto him I repent."
So you see, sisters, again, this is the words of Prophet Shu'aib, whom he is clarifying that he is putting all his trust in Allah, because all his affairs are up to Allah, because Allah is the one who has all the power. We will recite again from Surah number 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 67, to learn about Prophet Jacob, the father of Prophet Yusuf or Joseph. We will recite now from Surah number 12, verse number 67. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ.
And he said, "O my sons, do not enter by one gate, but enter by different gates. And I cannot avail you against Allah at all. Verily, the decision rests only with Allah. In Him I put my trust, and let all those that trust put their trust in Him."
So actually, sisters, you must always believe that it is Allah's will which will be done, no matter what people do to prevent it. So if you are a believer in Allah's oneness, you are a believer that Allah is the one who has the only power and will. Okay, and you will be believing that the people have no choice. Okay, it is only up to Allah. So I will put my trust in the one who has the only power, Allah the Almighty. I will never ever put my trust in the human beings. Sister, this is actually a very important message for the believers, for the psychological support, okay, and for you to have all the time the good hope in Allah, the Almighty. When you tell me, "Sister Mona, you are having a big trial, how you have this hope?" I tell you, because I put my trust in Allah. Because Allah has all the power, Allah has all the will, Allah can do everything, Allah owns everything. All praise to Allah. Out of my belief in His oneness and His power and His will, out of my putting my trust in Him, I am always in the best shape. Because I put all the trust only in Allah, never. And actually, again and again, sisters, I am clarifying to you, this is one of the big benefits of being a Muslim, true believer in the oneness of Allah. Put your trust totally in Allah only, even not in yourself. When preparing for a test, study. Study the best studying. But put all your trust in Allah. Call on Allah. "Oh Allah, you know what I studied well. The chapters which I revised. The chapters which I don't understand well. Oh Allah, you have the power to send for me the questions which are related to the chapters which I study well." This is the belief in the oneness of Allah. The more you send this message to Allah, sister, the more Allah will help you in a way which you never imagine. Sometimes in our life, you know, the danger or the problem, you feel that there is no solution at all. And believe me, sisters, and all praise to Allah, you know, I love to teach these classes, because I feel that this is how I am showing to Allah that I am thankful to Him. When I mentioned, you know, about having trust in Him. In my life, sometimes there were some problems with no solution. For example, today will be the end, you know, of my health situation. That's it. Everything is closed. You wake up tomorrow in a very different situation. How? Why? Who interfere? Nobody can say any answer. But the situation changes. Completely. 100%. So at that moment, you always say to yourself, I have Allah, my wakil, my trustee, all my life, the rest of my life, every second of my life, I will put my trust in Him and only in Him. I don't fear anyone. I don't fear the future. I don't fear to need. I don't fear to be lonely. I don't fear anyone. So long I have Allah, the Almighty, my trustee. So as Muslims, true believers in Allah, try, sister, to get this mercy of Allah. Allah is with you all the time. And if Allah is with you, everything is with you. And if you lose Allah, you lose everything. Even if all the human beings are around you, telling you that they are your servants, they will take care of you, they love you, they give you your life. This doesn't mean anything in reality in the worldly life. Human beings doesn't have power, doesn't have will. They change in a second. In a second, human being can change his mind. But Allah, the Almighty, is the only power and will, and He is the one who is protecting you. This kind of belief, sisters, again and again, will protect your spirit from any psychological problem. Which, when you look around, you notice that most of the people are psychologically unstable. Unfortunately. Do you agree or not? Do you agree?
Yes.
Most of the people are not stable. You know, and they are not aware why they are not stable. And the more they are not stable, the more they become materialistic. Okay? Believing that because I don't have so and so, I am upset. Because I have problem with this and this, I am upset. No, you are upset because you don't have, you know, a source of trust inside your spirit which is giving you the feeling of reassurance, calmness, tranquility, hope, and care. Actually, when you have trust in Allah, you feel that Allah is taking care of me. And Allah is the owner of everything. And Allah is the one who decides for everything. Who can take care of you better than the one who controls everything? None. So this is, you know, sister, these feelings are very important. You must remind yourself every day, in the morning and at night, Allah, I put my trust in Allah. Allah is everything. Allah will take care of everything. Everything will be all right. All the decisions are up to Allah. I am not afraid. I don't fear anyone. I don't fear the boss to get rid of me. I don't fear my kids to leave me. I don't fear my husband to forget about spending on me. I don't fear my friends not to call me. I have one sister in the Arabic class. She's always crying. Why? Because most of her friends are not calling her anymore. So I always tell her, forget about the people. This is the nature of the human being, unfortunately.
I have five sisters.
I agree with you.
Sister Mona's class.
I agree with you, Daniel. You know, nowadays, unfortunately, I don't know I am exaggerating the issues or this is the reality. But human beings, we are not feeling the others. Everyone is focusing on himself. And when you tell the people, don't focus on yourself, feel the feelings of the other, this will help you. Because when you feel that that sister maybe is not in a good shape, that sister maybe is in need, that sister maybe her health is good, you will feel that we are all in the test of the worldly life. We are all close to each other. Everyone has her own problem. Better than focusing on yourself only, believing that Celia, wow, enjoying life day and night. Daniel, wow, her husband is... Melissa is working. everyone is enjoying her life. None is enjoying life. Life is not the place for enjoyment. Life is the place for being patient with Allah's decree and trying to have trust in Allah the Almighty. Okay, sisters, let us now recite one verse of the Quran which Allah the Almighty sent it to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And this verse of the Quran, actually, it was mentioned by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and also it was mentioned by Prophet Ibrahim when he was thrown in the fire. Okay, and you can, I mention it many times, and I always mention to you that try to memorize this verse of the Quran. Try to keep it in your heart, it will always help you. Surah number 3, verse number 173. Surah number 3, verse number 173. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
173 and 174. فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Those believers unto whom the people hypocrites said, Verily, the people have gathered against you a great army, therefore fear them. But it only increased them in faith, and they said, Allah alone is sufficient for us. And he is the best disposer of affairs for us. So they returned with grace and bounty from Allah. No harm touched them. And they followed the good pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the owner of great bounty.
Actually, sisters, you must always remember Allah is sufficient for me and he is the best disposer of the affair.
And how do you say that one again in Arabic?
In Arabic, hasbunallah.
Oh, yes.
Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah. Hasbuna is Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbunallah. Hasbunallah wa ni'ma al-wakil. This is from the name al-wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'ma al-wakil. Okay? Hasbuna Allah wa ni'ma. Ni'ma al-wakil. Okay, I will write. And actually, Allah clarified in the next verse that they returned with grace and bounty, no harm touched them. Because Allah is sufficient for them. Okay? In fact, actually, that has been the way of all the prophets and messengers. We will recite now regarding having tawakkul or trust in Allah. We will recite from Surah number 13, verse number 30, to learn that all the prophets, they have trust in Allah the Almighty. Because actually the prophets were facing their people with messages, and it was very difficult to face the people alone. They must have the trust in Allah, and Allah will take care of them. Surah number 13, verse number 30. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم لتتلو عليهم الذي أوحينا إليك وهم يكفرون بالرحمن قل هو ربي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وإليه متاب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Thus have we sent you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to a community before whom other communities have passed away, in order that you might recite unto them what we have revealed to you. While they disbelieve in the most gracious Allah, say, He is my Lord, la ilaha illa huwa, none has the right to be worshipped but He. In Him is my trust, and to Him will be my return with repentance.
Let us also, sisters, recite from Surah number 14 to know about the messengers and their people and how the messengers always clarify that they put their trust in Allah. Surah number 14, verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 11 and 12.
Surah number 14, verse number 11 and 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون وما لنا ألا نتوكل على الله وقد هدانا سبلنا ولنصبرن على ما آذيتمونا وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Their messenger said to them, we are no more than human beings like you. But Allah bestows His grace on to whom He wills of His slaves. It is not ours to bring you an authority proof except by the permission of Allah. And in Allah alone let the believers put their trust. And why should we not put our trust in Allah while He indeed has guided us our ways? And we shall certainly bear with patience all the hurt you may cause us, and in Allah alone, let those who trust put their trust.
So you see, sisters, in these two verses of the Quran, it is repeated again, a command from Allah the Almighty, in Allah alone, let the believers put their trust, again in verse number 12, and in Allah alone, let those who trust put their trust in Allah. So this is the message of the Quran. This is how the Quran is the source of cure and the source of tranquility. When you recite these verses of the Quran and you feel that there are some people whom they are trying to make problems for you, you always tell to yourself, I put my trust only on Allah and Allah is sufficient for me. But with putting trust in Allah, you need patience. Okay, this is very important. We will recite now from Surah number 29, verse number 59. The importance of patience in relation to putting trust in Allah. Surah number 29, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 59. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite sisters verse number 58 and 59. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لنبوئنهم من الجنة غرفا تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نعم أجر العاملين الذين صبروا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And those who believe in the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, and do righteous good deeds, to them we shall surely give lofty dwellings in paradise, underneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. Excellent is the reward for the workers, those who are patient and put their trust only in the Lord Allah.
Actually, sisters, when you decide to put your trust in Allah, you must have patience regarding Allah's decree. Because when you have patience regarding Allah's decree, you can keep your hope in Allah's mercy and you can keep your trust in Allah until the day will come when your goals become real. Okay, I have all my trust in Allah. Allah is my trustee. I am full of hope every day. Okay, but everything takes time. Everything is up to special measures which are known only by Allah. So I must be patient. While I am putting my trust in Allah, I must have patience. I am not supposed to believe that I have trust in Allah, that Allah will make all my hopes real within 1 month. No? Allah will solve my problem this week. I have full trust in Allah that inshallah He will solve my problem this week. But if it is not solved this week, okay, my trust in Allah will not be so strong. This means that you don't have trust in Allah. Because Allah knows and you don't know. Because Allah has wisdom and we don't have wisdom. Because Allah plans and we don't know the plans of Allah. So I am supposed to have all my trust in Allah
and to be patient with Allah's decree. Inshallah, out of my trust in Allah, there will be a solution. There will be an outlet. Everything will be alright when Sister Mona in the proper time. Proper time is up to him, not up to any human being, not up to my calculations or expectations. Okay? It is only up to Allah. Because Allah, the Almighty, the All Wisdom, He knows that everyone has trust in Allah. But our real trust will be clear when we have patience. Those whom they don't have patience, while they always say, I have trust in Allah, they don't have the real trust in Allah. They are in a hurry to have all their goals, a reality. So I will put my trust in Allah. So after 1 month you come and ask, Sister Mona, I still have your trust in Allah because I think your problem is still not solved. I tell you, now I am trying other means also. No, try the means. This is a command of Allah in the Islam. You must try all the means, but you must keep your trust only in Allah, and you must be patient with the regarding the time, regarding the decree of Allah. Now we will learn about a very important fact, which is that trust, having trust in Allah, is one of the character of the true believers. I cannot believe or I cannot feel that I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, but in reality, I don't have full trust in Allah. Okay? We will recite now from Surah number 8, Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8. We will revise verse 1 and 2 to know about the true believers and to know that having trust in Allah is one of the characters of the true believers in the oneness of Allah. Surah number 8, Surah Al-Anfal. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال سورة نمبر 8 فيرس 1 and 2 يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال لله والرسول فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. They ask you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, about the spoils of war. Say, the spoils are for Allah and the Messenger. So fear Allah and adjust all matters of difference among you, and obey Allah and His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم if you are believers. The believers are only those who, when Allah has mentioned, feel a fear in their hearts, and when His verses are recited unto them, they increase their faith and they put their trust in their Lord alone.
Okay. Now, sisters, we will learn 7 steps to have trust in Allah, and then, inshallah, I will give you 2 verses on regards to trust in Allah. I hope you will always remember these 2 verses of the Quran. Let us first start by learning 7 steps to have trust in Allah. Number 1, the first step, to know Allah by His names and attributes. Okay? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, to know Allah by His names and attributes. Knowing Allah by His names and attributes means that I learn that Allah is the owner. Allah is the all-powerful. Allah is the wealthy. Allah is the all-controller. Allah is the responsive one. Allah is the most generous. When I learn all of this, when I know all of this, I feel that I must put my trust in the one who has all these names and attributes. So number 1, to know Allah by His names and attributes. Number 2, step number 2, to know that Allah has the full power to grant you all what you ask Him for. Allah can do everything. To know that Allah has the full power to grant you all what you ask Him for.
Do you know that Allah has full power?
Oh. To grant you or to give you all what you are looking for. Mm-hmm.
step number three. Step number three, to know that you should make efforts of your own to obtain what you want, and then have the trust in Allah. You should make effort of your own to obtain what you want. This is step number three.
You make efforts to obtain what you want.
Okay? I am not supposed to say I put trust in Allah, but I will not work, or I will not have good personality or good manners, but I have trust in Allah. You should make efforts of your own to obtain what you want, then have trust in Allah. Step number four, after trying all the means, keep your heart connected with Allah and not with the means. Okay? If I study for the test, I must trust Allah, you know, during the test. I must not say, because of my studying, because of my, attendance of the lecture, because no. You must, after trying all the means, keep your heart connected with Allah. This is number four.
After trying all means.
Keep your heart connected with Allah, not with the means. Number five. Believe that things are not in your hands or ability. Put those affairs with Allah. Things that are not in your hands or ability, put them with Allah. Six, to good opinion of Allah. This is very important, sister. All the time, while you are patient with the decree of Allah, keep or have good opinion of Allah. To have good opinion of Allah, because Allah the Exalted, He said in Hadith Qudsi, I am as my servant thinks of me, as you think of him. Okay, what is the meaning? The meaning is that if you have a good opinion of Allah, then Allah will make you successful. If you have a bad opinion of Allah, then Allah will never, then you will never have trust in Allah, and you will live a life of worry and fear. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if I have a surgical operation, for example, for my knee joints, and then you tell me, Sister Mona, how do you feel? I tell you, I tried all the means, and I have the surgical operation, and I have trust in Allah, but I feel that it will not work for a long time. You tell me, why, Sister Mona, you don't feel that it will work for a long time? I tell you, because it is always happening to me like this. Always. My issues are not in the good shape. Whatever I look for, it is never happening. Whenever I have any hope, it is always disturbed. So I am sure that my operation will not work for a long time. This is most of the human being. They don't have good opinion of Allah. Why? And I always discuss this fact, okay? If we have two human beings, one of them is always having good opinion of Allah. For example, with this surgical operation. Actually, when I have my surgery in my knee joints, the orthopedic surgeon, he told me, it is 50-50. I don't know. I don't have any expectation. For one patient, it may be successful for 10 years. For the other patient, it may fail the same day. So it is up to you. If you want to have the surgery, go ahead. If you don't have, don't blame me for anything at all. It is up to you. And Allah the Almighty knows, or Allah Al-Wakil, the trustee, knows that I told him, okay, I will not have any surgery. Then, you know, my condition deteriorated very quickly. So I went to him one day, and I told him, Doctor, my knee joints deteriorated. He told me, I told you, it is 50-50, it is up to you. I told him, okay, I will take injections. Still, no surgery. While he was preparing the injections, I told him, okay, Doctor, can I come tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock to have surgery in my both knee joints? He told me, tomorrow? I was not prepared for surgery. You must have, you know. I told him, yes, this is the only solution for me. Either to come tomorrow quickly to rush for the surgery in my both knee joints once,
Otherwise, I will not show up. He told me, don't worry, come tomorrow at 5:30. I will do it for you in your both knee joints. I said, let me put my trust in Allah. What will happen? But quickly, you know, when you think it over and think it over, then it happened, alhamdulillah. Soon, the next day after my surgery, I start to have swelling in my knee joints. So I returned to him and I was crying. I told him, doctor, and he is a very expensive orthopedic surgeon. Okay, I told him, what is this? I am again having this, swelling and edema. And actually, you know, after the surgery, I was sick for a week. You know, I paid a lot psychologically and financially for the operation. He told me, I am out of everything. I told you this from day one. Do you need to have an injection now? I told him, after surgery, I will have injection again. Mm-hmm. He told me, this is the only way. I told you, I am very sorry. You are not from the ones whom they will get benefit from the surgery. Believe me, Daniel, this happens on 1st of July 2010. Since that day, up till now, I never visit the physician, the orthopedic surgeon. I never have any injection. All praise to Allah. I am living with Allah and I have trust in Allah. Every day I call on Allah. Oh Allah, give me the power to move, to come to the masjid, to pray at night, to do my responsibilities. I have all trust in you. Oh Allah, I tried the means, but I forget about the means. If you will give me power, I will move. If you will not give me power, I will not move. This is the reality of the trust in Allah. Trust Allah, sisters. The problem is that in our worldly life, in reality, people are not trusting Allah. In reality, they just say words. Okay? And this is not good, because you lose a lot when you don't have the full confidence. If He wills, it will happen. That's it. This is the worldly life. For anything, for everything, for the human beings, for the feelings, for the provision, for everything. If He wills, it will happen. Okay, I put full trust in you, O Allah. Allah wants every one of us to live this feeling from the depths of your heart. To be a very strong believer, to have hope, to be motivated, to try all your best in this worldly life. Otherwise, the people whom they don't have trust in Allah, you know, they are dead. How you will be motivated to do good, to help people, to support others, if you don't have Allah for you? For the human beings, I will not do anything, to tell you the truth. Because I am one of the human beings. One day I am good, one day I am not. If I am not coming for this class, because I have full trust in Allah, that Allah is the one who will give me the reward. My reward is from Allah. If I come and one sister is there, alhamdulillah. Thousands of sisters are there, alhamdulillah. None of my problem. My problem is the one whom I have the full trust in Him. And I need to clarify to you a very important point, sisters. When you have trust in Allah, you will do a lot of good deeds. You need these good deeds in the worldly life. Because when you call on Allah during a trial, I will tell Him, oh Allah, I have a problem with my knee joints. But you know, Allah, that I use my knee joints to come to the masjid, to teach the Quran, for free, for your sake. I tried my best for you, only for you. This is how you connect with Him. This is how you feel that He will respond to your call. Because you have sincerity with Allah. How to have this sincerity with Allah, sisters? To keep your trust and confidence in Allah as big as this universe. This is the only way. This is the only way to do all your responsibilities. To treat the people in the good way. To keep your mood in the best. To be motivated day and night. And to do the good deeds, which will be the source of your happiness in this life and in the hereafter. You are the real winner. You win the day. Because our life equal to days. People forget about the importance of the time. The time factor is very important blessing from Allah. How I will use my life, how I will lose my time. I will all the time follow most of the people. Upset, not happy, depressed, confused, lost. Why? Because my husband is not so good. Because my kids are not so good. Because my boss is not so good. Because my health is not so good. Because my friend... What is this? Get the human beings out of the equation. Live with Allah. Feel Allah, sisters. Feel Allah. When you are depressed because of the people, connect with Allah. You will feel that there is something is improving inside your spirit. You will feel relief when you connect with Allah. Then Allah will support you. Allah will calm you. Allah will give you energy to start again and to move again, inshallah, on the right track. On the right track, you will not waste your time, you will not waste your health. Forget about the human being. When you forget about the human beings, everyone will call you. Everyone will try to communicate with you. Why? Because all praise to Allah. You are stable, you are in a good shape, you don't ask them for anything, you are ready to help anyone. And this is the personality which everyone is looking for. I am not in need of anything from anyone. Our relation, I want to give. Whatever. And everything. I don't want to take anything. When you live with the people like this, alhamdulillah, how can I live this life? How I can keep my mood in this shape? Through the continuous connection, the trust with Allah. Step number seven, sisters, is that when the results okay, you should be content with this. Be content with the results, okay? And be sure that the most merciful, the all-knower, the guardian chooses for you the best. So when the results occur, be content with the results. When the results occur, be content with the results. And this is also, sister, very important, okay? But try to choose right from the start. And then when the results occur, as you can. You know, again, I want to tell you one thing, you know, because we are discussing about trust in Allah. I want you to be sure that whatever is happening or whatever already happened in your life, there was no way to escape it, okay? So don't blame yourself all the time, because there are people whom they are living their life blaming others or blaming themselves. Okay, and this is a very bad feeling for the spirit. This is a depressive feeling, because you didn't help me, I didn't succeed. Because he didn't support me, I didn't do this. Because my boss is against me, I will do this. Okay? Don't blame Allah, because there are a lot of people whom they blame Allah. Oh Allah, why you are doing this for me? Why I am always with the problems? And actually this is a complaint from a lot of people. I have a lot of people. They send for me emails or they call me that they blame Allah. Unfortunately. Okay? So, this means that, to tell you the truth, sister, they don't know who is Allah. If you know who is Allah, you will have limitations regarding your feelings with Him. Don't exceed your limitations with Allah. What is the meaning of this? How can I blame Allah? Who is Allah to blame Him? We don't know who is Allah. Actually, in these classes, I feel personally that I came more closer, or I come more closer to know about Allah. Allah is not the one to be blamed. Allah is the one only to be thanked, okay, and Allah or to be praised. And Allah is the one whom I am in continuous need of Him in every second of my life. I can't blame Allah. And I can't blame others, because they cannot do anything. This is the test of the worldly life. And so long it is from Allah, be sure, sister, that there is something good which you are not aware of in every trial. And this is the reality. But we are always in a hurry, and we don't have wisdom, and we don't know, and Allah knows. In every trial, if you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, if you are obeying the commands of Allah, be sure that there is a mercy, or there is a benefit, or there is a blessing inside or around that trial, but you are not aware of. Accept all the decree of Allah and try always to look for the hope. And don't close the issue, okay, with Allah. Oh Allah, I was looking for so and so, it doesn't happen, you don't like me, okay, everything is against me, okay, I will get Allah out of the issue. Okay? No, sister. In every trial, try to send the message to your spirit, I am a true believer in Him. I am obeying Him. He promises in the Quran that إِنْ يَنْصُرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah will take care of you, no one can harm you. But now Allah, I am living harm. Why Allah? This is no, it is not harm. It is up to your calculations. It is up to your limited knowledge. It is up to your limited wisdom. But up to Him, it is not. It is something different. Allah, the Almighty, sometimes is making us to feel, you know, the difficult, or to live the difficult times so that we will appreciate the good times. We never appreciate the blessings except when we live the trials. So when Allah will touch us, and it is the word touch in the Quran, with the harm, okay, be sure that this is a blessing from Allah. So that after some time, when this trial will end, okay, appreciate the blessings. Most of the human beings are not appreciating the blessings. Most of them. When you call 99 of the sisters and ask them, how are you? Everything is all right? No. Not everything is all right. Either the husband or the kids or the health or the job or the money, whatever. There is a problem. I am living. Then you tell her sisters, what about the rest of the blessings? No. My problem is so big so that I can't feel any blessings now. Very big problem. Very big problem. You see?
I don't mean to disrupt you. Just sometimes I get this way, and I know, in my head I said, Shaitan. Yes. So, and I did this morning, I write down. Because if you're by yourself, or if you see yourself in the situation, and you're like, you don't know how to get out, and Shaitan will more whisper. So what I do, I don't know, I find it helpful, I just start writing.
Yes,
all my blessings.
Yes.
SubhanAllah.
Are you sure that Allah touches the
decline? Send a message of reassurance to yourself. Allah loves me, I love Him, I am an obedient servant to Him, He promised to take care of me, I am sure that there is a blessing in this trial, and I am looking forward for Allah to clarify it to me. I will not lose the battle at all with any trial. I will win because of my trust in Allah. And I am looking forward for Allah to clarify to me about the blessings and to give me the hope and to make me more confident in His trust. Inshallah, everything will be all right soon. This is not out of two antidepressive tablets. This is out of the trust in Allah. And this is the only way, sisters, during any trial, to keep yourself away from sadness, despair, or depression. Now I will give you two verses of the Quran. I want you, one of them actually, we are supposed to recite it every morning and every night. Okay, it is one of the, you know, Azkar al-Sabah wal-Masa, you know, this court. There are some verses of the Quran and some prayers and some sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which we must recite it every morning and every during when you wake up and during after Maghrib prayer. Okay? What I will give you today is one verse of the Quran which you must recite it in the morning when you wake up and when you mention the prayers of Maghrib after Maghrib prayer. I will give it to you. Actually, it is the last verse of Surah number 9. Bismillah, Surah Al-Tawbah, Surah number 9. I will tell you the name of the verse. And it is related to the same, you know, reassurance, trust in Allah, power of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
129?
Yes.
129.
فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. 7 times in the morning and 7 times during Maghrib prayer. After Maghrib prayer. حسبي الله. Surah number 129.
You can say it in English. Okay. I will say it to you.
Sure. Allah is sufficient for me. La ilaha illa huwa. In Him I put my trust. And He is the Lord of the mighty throne. In Arabic, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو. You can write it for you in Arabic. You can read Arabic. Or you can get it. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو. عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله. It is again like حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. You see, this is حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. This is حسبي الله. You get this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So try to recite it 7 times when you wake up, 7 times after Maghrib prayer. With the rest of the prayers, I will give you another 60. Number 4. Thank you. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. إليك أنبنا وإليك المصير.
Okay, ربنا عليك توكلنا
وإليك وإليك I will give it to you. وإليك أنبنا this is repentance وإليك المصير.
That's the last line.
Yes. وإليك المصير.
مصير.
The final return.
وإليك
المصير.
المصير.
ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct, save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trial, the lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.